We are on the road to Dreamforce. I'm Marissa Kranis. Take a listen for the behind-the-scenes scoop to help you get ready and make the most out of the big event in November. We are on the road to Dreamforce. Today, we're talking about the Fortune CEO series at Dreamforce. I'm here with Michael Peachy, Dreamforce Conference Chair, and Kexin Chen, Senior Manager on our CEO Programs team. Thank you both so much for being with me.
Great to be with you, Marissa.
Happy to be here.
All right, let's start from the very beginning. Michael, what is the Fortune CEO series?
Sure, Marissa. So the Fortune CEO series is an invitation-only CEO event that we hold at Dreamforce every year and also in London and Tokyo throughout the year. And it's a place for the world's top CEOs to come together to talk about and learn about how to transform their customer experience. It's also a place that they can learn about new exciting technologies like AI and how to kind of supercharge productivity in their business. And thirdly, it's a place where these folks can come together to learn about how to use business as a force for good in the world, right? And how to use business to, in fact, improve the state of the world.
That's wonderful. But why really are we doing this at Dreamforce, at Salesforce? Kexin.
Yes. So with the fourth industrial revolution, every individual, business, and government is being impacted with these technology breakthroughs. And we're seeing an increasingly rapid pace of change. So these CEOs are coming to us for guidance on how can they transform that customer experience to meet customer expectations, as well as exceed it. They're also looking at how can they leverage the latest technologies and tools to prepare their workforce for the jobs of the future. Mm-hmm. So how can they increase employee productivity and supercharge that with emerging tech like artificial intelligence? And lastly, the lines of society and business are blurring. So these CEOs are looking for guidance on how they can make sure that they're incorporating social purpose into their core business strategy. So we're really excited to bring all these CEOs together to share their best practices and how they're blazing new trails.
That is amazing. So, Michael, tell me about last year's event.
Sure. So last year, of course, was the first Fortune CEO series at Dreamforce, and we hosted over 30 CEOs last year. Folks like Mary Barra, the CEO of GM, and Brian Moynihan, who is the CEO of Bank of America, they came together for that incredible program. Everyone can actually go back and watch some of those program elements online. And we took the show on the road after Dreamforce as well. We took the Fortune CEO series to London, where we hosted another 30 CEOs. And coming up very shortly, we have another event in Tokyo for 30 top Japanese CEOs. And this year at Dreamforce, we are going to be bringing together 90 CEOs for our program. We're thrilled with that. The program is going to be bigger than better than ever. We're also thrilled to have PwC as our global sponsor of the Fortune CEO series. And something special this year at Dreamforce, we have partnered with the World Economic Forum. They have opened a brand new center here in San Francisco focused on the fourth industrial revolution, as Kexin mentioned. And we're going to be taking our CEOs out there for some closed door working sessions and to discuss topics, things like growth, innovation, and equality.
That is awesome. So if I'm a CEO, how do I apply to this program?
So that's really easy, Marissa. It is an invitation-only event, but CEOs can go to salesforce.com/CEO series to check out all the information about the event. And if you can send an email to CEOseries@salesforce.com, we have a team who is monitoring that email. They'll get back to you with any questions that you have about the event.
That's wonderful. So Kexin, what if I'm not a CEO? How can I get involved?
Yeah, so we do have two sessions that are going to be open to all of Dreamforce public. The first one is the Fortune CEO Series CEO Trailblazer Panel, where we're going to be featuring Fortune 500 brands. I'm personally really excited to have Sylvia Acevedo of Girl Scouts of the USA, and she's going to be sharing her 2020 vision of how she's creating the workforce of the future and Salesforce's partnership in that. She's already working with us on creating a 360-degree view for the staff, the volunteers, the Girl Scouts, troop members. So really excited to have her on board. We also have Mark Frisora, who's the CEO of Caesars Entertainment, and he's going to share how Salesforce is partnering with them on creating a personalized journey for every single guest that comes in based upon their interactions with Caesar as well as their preferences. And lastly, I'm really also excited about the CEO, Jason Chugnuk, CEO of Ducati. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be fantastic. Where we're working.
Is he bringing
with
his bike?
Oh, of course.
Is he giving us all bikes?
It's actually going to be a quarter at Dreamforce. Yeah. Well, I don't know about the bikes, but we'll see.
Okay.
But yeah, he's going to be coming in to share Ducati's vision of using Salesforce and integrating that with their dealers and owners and really personalizing that experience as well.
What about the session on reshaping the world?
Yes, so that one is around our disruptors, entrepreneur CEOs. So we're really excited to have these CEOs come in and showcase how they've grown so quickly to billion-dollar valuations just within a short few years, as well as their secrets to hypergrowth. And so we have Sally Krawcheck, CEO of Elvest, which is a digital investing platform for women. And she's also the author of Own It, if you haven't read that book. It's fantastic. We have Tan Lei, who is the CEO of Emotive, which is brain wearables technology. And what's amazing about her is she's also recognized by the World Economic Forum as a young global leader. And her technology has helped a paraplegic drive a Formula One NASCAR.
So wow.
Really excited to hear about
that. Yeah, that's exciting.
Can she get me in one of those too? Or maybe on the Ducati?
Ooh, that would be a cool partnership.
Yeah, exactly. And next door, one of our local companies as well is being represented.
Yes, we have Nirav joining us there, and he, in such a few short years, have been able to connect over 160,000 communities through Nextdoor, so really excited for him to share that story as well.
I know that I've used Nextdoor when I've been moving to new neighborhoods to get to know people around me, to even get moving boxes. It's a really amazing community that is so focused on community. So, Michael, what are you most excited about with the content that's being created at Dreamforce?
What I'm really excited about is that this isn't just for the CEOs who are attending on-site at Dreamforce. I'm excited that we can actually package up and share all of this amazing content with our community as well. We've got some very exciting sessions that Kexin has just talked about. These will all be available kind of online. You could be able to watch a lot of it live on Salesforce Live. But after the event, we'll be making all of this great content available right on our website so you can catch up and find out what's been going on with this incredible program.
These are truly inspirational people from such a variety of companies throughout the world. And I think that's really key, is that we're not focusing on one specific area in tech, but we're going beyond that.
Absolutely. And these are folks from multiple industries.
Right.
And that's what's really exciting about mixing up all those different ideas from different industries and all of these people coming together to talk about that.
And you know, the real goal is, though, to make the world a better place.
That is absolutely true. Equality is one of our core values at Salesforce. It has really become a hot topic for CEOs to be talking about how they can use their business as a platform, right, for social change and social good. So that's a perfect time to also bring this together and have a discussion around that.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much. I'm very excited for these very innovative and inspiring sessions at Dreamforce.
Thanks so much, Marissa.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Head to dreamforce.com/video for more awesome content.